Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa should be off the global dirty money list by either June or October next year. That's according to National Treasury official Ishmael Momoniat, interviewed by Bloomberg. Momoniat qualifies his prediction by adding, that's if there are no surprises. We have until February next year to address 22 key items flagged by the Financial Action Task Force. So far, we've managed to address just 8. If we don't complete the list by the end of January next year, we would then have to report to the FATF every 4 months. We were added to the so-called grey list following a decade of endemic corruption, the years of state capture. Are those years truly behind us? Well, Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has told Parliament that a number of contractors have quit repair work on the nation's road system because of extortion by organised crime. As a result, other firms have been brought in to complete the work, including one from China, the China Communications Construction Company. Creasy says SANRAL needs 307 billion rand to repair and improve its sprawling national road system, with 1,437 projects outstanding. This puts SANRAL in the same league as Eskom and Transnet, both of which require multi-billion rand bailouts. Meanwhile, Creasy's counterpart at Minerals and Petroleum Resources, Gwede Mantashe, has dismissed concerns that South Africa's political and economic ties with Russia could pose a reputational risk to its oil and gas industry. Briefing the relevant Parliamentary Portfolio Committee, Mantashe said his department would not be sensitive to working with groups linked to the Russian government. Quoted by News 24 Business, Mantashe said South Africa would not take a hostile position against another BRICS member. Russia, of course, is under sanction from a number of Western nations following its invasion of Ukraine. On the markets, the JSE ended last evening with the all-share index up 0.25%, the top 40 up just 1/10. London's FTSE down 0.75%. In New York, the Dow ended down 0.25%, while the S&P 500 rose just under 0.5%, the Nasdaq just under 1%. Tokyo this morning down 0.8%, Hong Kong down 1.5%, Sydney down 0.2%. The US dollar sits at 1.10 to the euro, the rand 17.93 to the dollar, 19.80 to the euro, 23.48 to sterling. Gold at 2,519, platinum 945, Bitcoin 56,785. Brent crude oil down another 3% to just on $69.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.